Oh, Jake, did you make me breakfast?
Do I look like I know how to poach an egg? It was Dad.
Who's Dad? Your dad?
Good morning, Reba. Would you like the living section?
That depends. Is there a story in there that explains what the heck you're doing here?
Oh, Jake asked me to come over early so we could dig for worms.
Is that true, Jake?
No. We fell asleep watching movies on the couch last night.
You slept here?
Jake, we worked on the worm story for 20 minutes.
Dude, she's my mom.
Look, Bob, you just can't hang out here anymore. Now, when you get through making my toast, you go home.
Hey, sweetie, what time's Van coming in from Denver?
I don't know. Sometime, I guess.
Well, honey, what do you say when you talk to him?
Oh, we haven't talked yet. Every time he calls, he gets the answering machine. Every time I call, I hang up. And frankly, if he wanted to talk to me, he wouldn't have moved to stupid Denver.
Are you still mad about him leaving?
No.
Stupid Denver and stupid Colorado.
Cheyenne, honey, listen to me. He had to go, okay? Van is a professional football player, and he got traded. It happens sometimes.
I understand that.
Just like you understood when we brought Kira home and you kept trying to give her away?
I was here first.
Honey, Van's been gone for a whole week. Do you have any idea how much he's looking forward to seeing you and Elizabeth?
Yeah, right. You think he is?
Of course he is. I bet he's miserable up there because he misses you so much. Heck, if you met him in those radio sweats, I bet he wouldn't even notice.
Yeah, that's right. But seriously, I'd shower.
Honey, look, you guys only have 2 days together. That's it. Don't lose them because you're still mad over something he has no control over.
Maybe you're right. I mean, Van doesn't want to be in Denver any more than I want him to be there.
And plus, you might bring me a present.
Aw, thanks, guys. Love you.
Yeah. We love you too, sweetheart. Thanks for helping out with that.
You didn't need any help. You're a great mom, Reba.
Yeah, well, you're a great dad, too. You always were.
Well, thank you.
No, thank you. Now go home.
Pirates are planted in the past. Though my life is changing fast, who I am is who I want to be. A single mom who works too hard, who loves her kids and never stops, with gentle hands and the heart of a fighter.
Okay, good. A little bit more. Go ahead. Good job. All right, Jake, what have we learned so far?
Always tighten to the right, and it's not swearing if you use different words. Granny in hot pants!
What are you guys doing now?
Man's work, little missy.
Man's work, huh? Batman is on.
Okay. I'm not just hanging out. I have a reason for being here this time. I am fixing the sink.
It's not broken.
It is now.
Brock?
Okay. It's just that the condo's so quiet. I mean, strange as it sounds, after the chaos of a big family, I miss the noise and the mess.
And somebody doing your laundry?
What? How did those get in there?
Look, Brock, we're divorced. Legally, your clothes can't be tumbling around with my clothes anymore. We need to find someplace else to hang out. Hi, Reba.
Hey.
Hi, Brock. I didn't know you were over here.
Actually, I'm just leaving. I'll see you in couples therapy later, okay?
Okay. Whoa, what about my sink?
Reba, I can't be hanging out here all day.
So, Barbara Jean, how's the therapy going with you and Brock?
Good. Yeah, good. Our therapist has a bold approach. The first issue we're tackling is our scariest one.
Yeah, what's that?
You.
Me?
Problemo numero uno.
What? You're blaming all your problems on me in therapy?
No, but our therapist is. Yeah. Oh, he's very good. And you know what? He'd like to speak with you. He thinks it might be a good idea to get your perspective on things.
Oh, no. I'm not getting involved in this. When you said I do, I said I don't have to anymore.
Dr. Baker said you'd hide behind humor.
You know what? I'm getting sick and tired of his snap judgments.
Oh, they're not snap judgments. We talk about you all the time. So far, we've determined that you're controlling and manipulative. Oh, and did you know he guessed you had red hair before we told him? You know, the only thing I think he might be wrong about is he says that since your divorce, you haven't moved on.
I haven't moved on.
Yeah, since your divorce. You're spinning your wheels, if you will.
You know what? I changed my mind. There is nothing I'd like more than to go have a little chit-chat with Dr. Loopy.
Dr. Baker says name-calling is the refuge of a weak argument.
Yeah, he just said that because he's a bonehead.
Oh, thank you so much for babysitting, Kara. How's it going?
It's an exercise in humiliation. Kara's making Elizabeth and me watch The Wiggles. I'm nine.
Keep complaining. I have Barney tapes.
Why can't I just hang out down here and wait for Van?
Because Van and I have had a long, lonely week without each other, and we need time to talk. You guys, there is a pretty good chance that when he sees me, he's gonna cry. And I don't want Elizabeth seeing Daddy acting like Mommy.
Van's gonna cry? He's such a girl.
And yet all he wants to do is play with my makeup.
Oh, am I finally home? Am I here?
Yes, honey, you're home. Oh, was it horrible?
Oh, you have no idea, Cheyenne. When I got to Denver, I was so stressed out. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what to do.
Oh, honey.
No, I mean, I literally didn't know where to go. Nobody from the team met me at the airport.
Let it out. Let it out.
So I finally took a cab to the apartment they got for me.
Baby, don't talk about it if it's too painful.
It's... It rocks! It's like the coolest place I've ever lived! Big screen TV, top-of-line stereo, oh, and a phone in the bathroom. I've ordered a pizza from the tub.
Well, at least you have a nice place to be lonely in.
Oh, who has time to be lonely? Some of the guys from the team, who are awesome, by the way, live on the same floor.
They'd be way awesomer, Van, if they had met you at the airport.
No, they didn't meet me at the airport because they were setting up a party for me. And oh, man, that was a party. Did you know a keg of beer can bounce like 20 feet when you drop it off a balcony? Yeah. My buddy Weasel says it's because the air is thin.
You have a friend named Weasel?
Oh, yeah, he is the coolest. He can put a ping pong paddle in his mouth. He's gonna teach me.
Well, I'm sorry that you had to leave your awesome apartment and your awesome friends who could put ping pong paddles in their mouth to come home.
Well, what's the matter?
Gee, I don't know, Van. I mean, if everything's so great for you at Denver, I hate to rain on your parade by standing here all dressed up with a box of tissues waiting for you to cry.
Wait a minute, Cheyenne, come back. If you want me to cry, I'll tell you what the keg of beer landed on. It landed on Weasel.
Great work, you two. Now remember, you don't expect a broken arm to heal overnight. Neither will a broken relationship.
Yes, but if you do have a broken arm, you don't blame it on the ex-wife. Unless she actually did break your arm. I was just guessing.
You must be the heckler I ordered for the waiting room.
No, I'm Reba Hart, Brock's ex-wife.
Red hair, clenched fists, I should have known.
Barbara Jean said you wanted to talk to me.
Yeah, great. Have a seat. Brock and Barbara Jean will be here in about 15 minutes.
I'll be gone by then. Look, you shouldn't be talking about me in their therapy. They have scarier issues than me. I mean, they have a Star Wars bedspread. Start with that.
You're right, and that's why I asked you to come down here, so you could tell me how to do it right. And thank you, Reba. You've made me a better doctor.
Ha, ha, ha. Are you going to talk about this seriously?
No. In fact, I am not going to talk about how to conduct their therapy at all.
Okay, then. If you're not going to talk, then you're going to listen. Because as a divorced woman, I might know something about marriage that they didn't teach you in Harvard and Yale. Number one, nobody likes a show-off.
And number two?
Number two, I have moved on since my divorce. Matter of fact, I have moved so far past on that I'm lapping it for the second time.
And you're seeing somebody.
None of your beeswax. Just hurry up and get Brock back with Barbara Jean. I'm tired of him making my breakfast and fixing my sink that isn't even broken. I want him out of my house and out of my life. Bye!
Whoa, really? What are you doing here?
What am I doing here? What are you doing here?
Well, he's my therapist.
Okay, then, get out of my way.
Yeah, wait. Now, Brock, you never told me you were spending so much time at your ex-wife's house.
Yeah.
Because I knew you'd look at me like that. Stop it.
All right, I'll turn my look to Reba. Reba, what's going on?
Yeah, Reba, what's going on?
All right, then. Sometimes I hear voices. Horrible, horrible voices.
Reba, for crying out loud.
That's one of them. Did you hear that?
Dogs must be dizzy all the time. Go ahead, Kira. Ask me another Denver question.
Can I take off the hat?
Do you want your 20 bucks? Come on, keep them coming.
So, what's better in Denver, the water or the air?
Oh, the air. No, the water. Oh, and the soil. So clean, you could eat off it.
Now can I take off the hat?
You know, Kira, everyone in Denver wears them.
They do not.
Yes, but they used to back in the day. So anyway, the air, the water, the sun, it all sucks. Denver's horrible. Why don't you take these hats and go outside and frighten the squirrels? So are you still mad about something that I don't understand?
Let me clarify. Mom and Dad said you'd be all miserable in Denver, and that made me happy. But it turns out you're happy in Denver, and that made me sad. You get it?
I think so. You want me to be miserable.
Yes! Van, I'm your wife, okay? It is important to me that you are miserable. At least when you are not with me.
Well, that's kind of weird, Cheyenne. We need to learn to be happy without each other. I mean, what if you died? Wouldn't you want me to be happy?
No.
Well, if I were about to die, my very last thought would be that I would want you to be happy. Right after, why doesn't anybody know the Heimlich? Because that's the way I'm gonna go, Cheyenne. There's just some food too good to chew.
You know what? Forget it, Van. You're right. You don't understand.
Did I tell you about the old guy on the plane?
What old guy?
The guy sitting next to me. He slept most of the flight, but then woke up after the movie and started talking to me.
What'd you talk to him about, Van? How you could put a ping pong paddle in your mouth?
Cheyenne, think. You can't bring a ping pong paddle on a plane these days. No, we talked about love.
Love?
Yeah, love. He was one of those wise old guys. Really old, like 40. Been married for 20 years.
That is a long time.
Yeah. 20 years ago, I was like zero. So anyway, I guess he's away a lot with his job and everything, and I asked him if it was tough for him being married.
You asked him that? What did he say?
He said this. Immature love is wanting the other person to be happy only when they're with you. Mature love is wanting the other person to be happy, period.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Well, maybe not for an old guy. Maybe not for someone who's been married for 20 years.
Well, Van, we are not old, okay? And we haven't been married for 20 years.
I know, but we will be someday. And then we'll have to say this kind of hoo-ha to Elizabeth. Because, you know, it's true.
I missed you. I missed you so much.
I missed you too.
Hey, I thought you were gonna bring me a present.
Oh, I did. Yeah, these will work on any airliner. Oh, and I got your mom the cutest little bag of peanuts. Can't hear me, can you?
No.
Doesn't work that way. Yeah.
So even though I wasn't the one who broke my mother's favorite rod and reel, my daddy made me stand in the corner for 2 hours as punishment, which I guess is why I have a problem with authority. This is fascinating!
Oh, yeah. Now, about your current relationship with Brock.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm not through talking about my daddy yet.
You see why we got divorced? She never wanted to talk about our relationship.
That was you, you moron.
Well, I want to talk about it now.
We don't have a relationship now.
And yet, here you are. Why are you here?
Well, if I yelled at you on the phone, you could hang up.
So you're here because of our relationship?
Well, you gotta admit, it needs work. You know, if you spent less time joking around and more time on getting people back together, I wouldn't have to come home and find my husband fixing my sink.
You mean your ex-husband?
Okay. Ha ha ha. Point for you. You're the therapist. You know what I meant.
Still, for someone who's moved so far past on, that's a strange slip.
Not so strange when he's practically living at my house.
Well, yeah, to be with the kids.
They're not the only ones living there.
Well, I didn't know it was such a big deal.
How could you not know? Do you think I like setting an extra place at the dinner table? Or dropping everything because you guys need a fourth for Pictionary? Or I have to sit there and watch your victory dance because your team won because I got stuck with Jake?
Hey, sorry. I thought we were getting along pretty well.
We were.
Then what's the problem?
That's the problem!
Go on.
I don't want to get along that well. Not after you told me you made a mistake after you left me.
You told me that door was closed.
Well, there shouldn't even be a door. There should be a brick wall with a big old fence around it. Whatever it takes to keep you out of my living room so I don't have to think about how it was when we were together and it was so good.
Oh.
But there is a door. And it'll never be truly closed until you and Barbara Jean get back together.
Reba, I hate to tell you this, but open or close, if there's a door, it's going to be there whether Barbara Jean is in the picture or not.
You know what? I just want to get out of here.
One last question. Do you two still love each other?
Knock, knock, Doc. Oh, sorry I'm so late. Oh, Reba, good, you're still here. Let's gang up on Brock.
That's the other voice.
Reba. If you want, you can call me anytime.
No, I'm finished here. Just get those two back together. Oh, and if I owe you anything for this, just bill them.